Hey guys, I want to apologize for mic quality. There's two reasons. I have to sometimes record where I can. Right now I'm in the parking lot before work. Second reason is my voice is starting to potentially fail me now. Simply because of illness that I can't seem to shake. Well, good, it's a short one. Like most of them are, but this is good.
This is the Life Truth Network.
Protectorate Productions presents a Lion's Den audiobook and drama podcast, Protectors of the Book, an allegorical fantasy by Nathaniel D. Caldwell.
Chapter 10. Fateroth wasn't sure how far he had run. He wasn't sure where he was. All he knew was that he had to keep going. He had to get as far away from that evil as he could. One thing he knew, however, was that his thoughts on life had changed drastically. Things he thought just myth had now turned out to be true.
They had always been true, and his belief was not needed to make it so. This caused him to ask himself, "What else have I been wrong about? If magic and such terrible evil creatures, at least this one, are real, what else is?" He would have to examine his beliefs closely from now on. Fateroth stopped for a moment to look where he was. He had run all night, and day was dawning once more. Something about it seemed more vibrant than before. It was as if the beauty of the daylight and the things found therein were enhanced, or at least very much more appreciated. He thought he was getting the most out of life. He had gone on countless adventures, done many amazing things, seen many wonderful sights. However, there was something about a newfound freedom that made him appreciate everything else so much more. Then he felt a familiar presence, and an unwelcome one. Fatero's voice rang in his mind.
"So you think yourself free? You may have escaped my power momentarily, but don't count on it being permanent."
At first, Fateroth was terrified, but then he realized that the creature hadn't taken over. If he was following what Fatero said, that monster's power was limited. He was free, and he planned to keep it that way. It was time to keep moving. Wherever the beast was, he was not close enough to do Fateroth harm at this time. Therefore, he had to get his bearings. Find food, shelter, and rest. It would do no good driving himself to exhaustion.